This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. You know, over the years, 7+ years, this time on Tuesdays, we speak with Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. And obviously we know with what transpired over the weekend, that is not going to be the case today. But the interim head coach, who was the OC, Todd Fitch, who we've spoken to in the past as well, has been nice enough to step in Coach Mason's place. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. When did you get informed of all this happening over the weekend?
Well, good to talk to you guys. I was kind of like everybody else, you know, Sunday morning, you know, came into work as a normal day after a game. And, you know, Coach Mason and I had a chance to sit down that morning and visit a little bit. And then, you know, he kind of let me know what was going on and, you know, the direction things were heading. And then I, you know, spoke with Dr. Lee, and we spent some time together, and it kind of, you know, rolled on from there. So, really Sunday morning, you know, Sunday early afternoon, things, you know, kind of sped up. And obviously it's been a whirlwind since then.
Sure. And we've talked to Derek every Tuesday and know that you guys have dealt with a lot here in 2020 and this season. Nothing has been smooth, and it's not just Vanderbilt, but nothing has been smooth. So with that being said, you've had to deal with so much of the COVID issues and everything else that comes with the season, no out-of-conference games, nothing but SEC games. Throughout your talks with Derek Mason, did you get an inkling? Did he get an inkling? Did he have a feeling that maybe this could happen? Was that ever discussed before this weekend?
No, you know, obviously he and I never discussed anything like that. No, you know, we've been talking recruiting and recruiting numbers, and, you know, we had a great recruiting class put together. You know, I think we got a commitment or two last week, actually. And, you know, so we've been talking about future things. And, you know, obviously the season wasn't going well, but, you know, I never, you know, never had those conversations with Derek myself. Obviously, I don't know his conversations with Dr. Lee or anything, but, you know, here it was, you know, business as usual and, you know, pressing on with the schedule. And then obviously with an eye toward, you know, finishing the recruiting class up as we get closer to signing day here, you know, the middle of December.
I remember us talking to you when you first got hired. So going back to that day when you first arrived here to where we sit today, now that you've got a better idea of what you've signed up for, what this job entails, is it what you thought? Is it tougher? What are your thoughts sitting here today about this Vanderbilt job?
Well, there's a lot of things I thought, you know, were true. You know what I mean? The makeup of the school, the type of players you had, all that stuff never changed. You know, you knew that walking in. But, you know, obviously for everybody in the country, the COVID, you know, situation with the, you know, never having a spring practice, obviously at that point, you know, had 4 days. And then, you know, in the fall camp, you know, multiple stoppages and, you know, just never had the same people. So that you can't predict those things, obviously. And then on top of that, which has been well documented, you know, the number of opt-outs we had, which really detracted from our early progress as an offense, just because it hit one position hard on offense, the offensive line. You know, we really had to rebuild and restart in, you know, in the middle of August with those group guys. And to their credit, they've done a really good job, you know, for where we're at and what we have. I've been really proud of the offensive line, but those things you couldn't predict. And, you know, there's not much you can do about it. You can't complain. I'll give Derek credit. He never, you know, used that as a crutch. You know, nobody does or wants to. And, you know, we just came to work every day and did, you know, put together the best game plans we can and just try to keep on improving the product on the field as much as we can.
Yeah. In fact, it was after our talk last week with Derek, because he'd just done his press conference. I know you did that as well. And things really didn't start coming out till more toward the end of the show or after the show about Sarah Fuller. So kind of take us through the decision, you know, last week to how that all played out throughout the course of the week to leading up to what happened in Columbia on Saturday.
Yeah, just, you know, like obviously it's a, you know, COVID-related issue, and with the contact tracing that you have, you know, you can wipe out. It's, you know, it's happened all over the country at some point in time, you know, in certain position groups. That's why you have so many cancellations over every weekend. You know, it gets into a position group room, and through the contact tracing, it just happened to wipe out everybody that happened to be a kicker, you know. And yeah. So I wasn't really involved in the, you know, the day-to-day of that. Obviously, at that point, Coach Mason was with the other people. But, you know, obviously looking for, you know, don't have a men's soccer team. So we went to the women's soccer team and talked to Coach Ambrose and you know, brought her name up, Sarah's name up, and she came over. And, you know, the guys, you know, welcomed her in open arms. And, you know, and just we tried to make the best of a bad situation, if you would. And so that's really kind of how it unfolded.
Todd Fitch on the line with us. He is the interim men's the football coach at Vanderbilt. So with that being said, Sarah said after the game and in doing her press, talking with the media, she said that she would love to continue with that. So as the interim right now, that is your title. What is her status with the team?
She's still here. She voiced to Coach Mason and then those people after the game, like you mentioned, that she would like to continue if she could. And, you know, Coach, you know, extended that offer to her. And so she's at practice this morning. You know, she was kicking for us this morning some, and she's still here. And I think she enjoys it. I think she enjoys being out there. And, you know, obviously she's a competitor. And so, you know, we're just trying to, you know, put together our roster the best we can for this weekend's game in Georgia. But she's still a part of it, and she was out there this morning.
You know, I had to admit yesterday on the show when I heard her talking about kind of the halftime speech and kind of the energy or lack of on the sidelines, that was a little bit alarming to me, to kind of the status of where you guys are as a team. And I just talked about, you know, you guys have had to deal with a lot of adversity. So with that being said, where are you in this final stretch run to trying to close this out, trying to find a way to get a win? It did feel like, you know, because of the opt-outs and because of COVID and because of just everything that's happened this season, Todd, it does feel like a team. I mean, are they still in this? Do they still want to fight to the end, or are they kind of looking for this season to be over?
Well, you know, I can only go by what I see. And obviously, you know, recent history as you look through it. A week ago before we played Florida and had great energy. I thought that, you know, we ran to the ball better on defense. They played better up front on defense that game and did a good job the first half against Florida's offense, which was high-powered. Offensively, we moved the ball. We had over 400 yards of offense. We actually stopped ourselves when we didn't score a couple of times in the first half. We should, you know, had a couple of touchdowns that we stopped. You know, they didn't stop us. So there was energy. There was enthusiasm there. You know, we did not perform as well last week on the road, you know, a game at Missouri. You know, there's no excuse for that. I don't think it was they're into it or not into it or shutting it down. I think one thing you've touched on as this season progresses and with your numbers, as limited as they are, you know, every week's a battle, especially for your O-line and D-line. There's no break. There's no off week. There's no, you know, there's no non-conference. And, you know, it does take a toll on the bodies. I think it's more of just, you know, the wear and tear of the bodies than it is a buy-in factor. And so we have to be smart with our practice time. But, you know, this week's a different challenge. You know, obviously we've had a lot of distractions with everything going on with Coach Mason. And, you know, we've just tried to, you know, center everything around with our staff about our players and making sure our players are taken care of. And, you know, trying to stay focused, keep them in as normal cycle as we can, because people need structure. You know, it's easy, especially when you're 18, 19 years old, to wonder about what's the future, what happened, why did that happen, you know, all the questions that are natural for somebody to have. So I'm just trying to make sure that we stay as an organization on structure, on task. Don't put our head in the sand like there's nothing going on. That would be stupid. But, you know, today's practice, I thought the guys had pretty good energy. I thought they were moving around pretty good. You know, there's a little bit of question going on, but that's to be natural. I would like it that way instead of everybody just out there smiling and cheering, because that would be fake. You know what I mean? So, I wouldn't say I like where we're at, but I do think that the guys, as we go later this week, as we progress closer to the Georgia game, I think we'll have a pretty focused group, and, you know, we're going to have a tall task on our hand. They're a good football team, but, you know, I think they'll go play and perform as best they can.
We're talking to Todd Fitch. He is the interim head coach for the Vanderbilt Commodores as they get ready for Georgia on Saturday. And, Coach, you just talked about, you know, sort of the team mentality, the uncertainty. How tough is this for you? Maybe this is a better question for you a couple weeks down the road here once you've been through it. But how tough is it for you right now to be in this position, try to do the best you can as a professional, and also at the same time you've got to look out for your situation somewhere on the radar here?
Yeah, you know, it's part of our business, which is the unfortunate part of our business. So as you said, you have to be a pro about it. And you have to keep in mind that it's a player-driven thing. If they're not players, they're not coaches. You know, what a coach told me at one time, it was pretty eye-opening. You know, if there weren't players, there would be no coaches. So we got to keep our mind focused on the players first. And, you know, my future, the coach's future, that will take care of itself. You know, wherever I'm supposed to be, I'll be. And you know, fortunately, I'm in a stage in my career with my family situation. I don't have as many issues maybe with moving kids as some of the other guys on our staff do, which I feel bad for those people because that's the difficult part of this profession. But, you know, we'll worry about that when this is all said and done. I have an obligation to the school and to these players to, you know, just give us all our attention to them and give them the best experience we can for the next 2-3 weeks whenever we decide, you know, when that last game is going to be played.
Coach, you mentioned Sarah, and it's hard. I mean, it's just unbelievable the admiration you have to have for her, her willingness to jump in there and participate like this. Now, it's an interesting situation. I'm really glad to know that she wants to stick around and see it through here. I'm curious, at this point, do you know if you will get any of the other options back who were the kickers before? And I also read a story, a speculation of Riley Gay, who was the kicker in the past, who I believe is in graduate school but wasn't playing this year. He might be an option. I don't know where that is right now, but will there be some other options for you that maybe Sarah is competing this week to get a chance to play again?
Yeah, the guys that were on the current roster who, you know, are quarantined and everything, they should be back at the end of this week, you know, going into the Tennessee game, like I said, whenever that game gets scheduled going forward. So, you know, that last game, I think we'll have our full, you know, force of, you know, specialists back. The Riley Gay kid that you mentioned, I don't know him. I met him, you know, briefly the other day on Sunday. You know, he is on campus. I wasn't here, obviously, when he was on the roster.
Right.
There is a chance that there is some competition that's not done. There's just a lot of things that have to be crossed at that point. But, you know, we're going to do whatever we can, and this is not about, you know, Sarah, but our obligation is to make sure we put the best people in place and have competition in every position. So if we can create, you know, competition and more depth of the position, we're certainly going to do it if we think it helps us, you know, on Saturday afternoons.
It's been fun to watch Seals, the young quarterback, get in there. There's not a whole lot of guys who get a chance as true freshmen to jump in there and play. I'm curious your thoughts as you've watched him throughout the season, learn on the fly a little bit, learn what you can get away with, what he does really well, the mistakes he's got to avoid in the future. He seems to really have a bright future, though.
No, he does. I think he's a young man that, you know, he does learn well. He's very mature for his age in terms of, you know, how he handles his business. And, you know, he's got a full load. I mean, he's an engineering, you know, he's trying to get an engineering program here. And, you know, he's toiling away that way. And
now, there's a building, Coach, that I avoided big time. When I was a student, I went nowhere near that building.
I told him, I said, God bless you. I don't know if I can do that. But, so he's got a full plate, but he's handled it pretty well. As you mentioned, you know, it's been, you know, you're learning on the run, as I think you voiced it that way, and I think it's a great way to put it because, you know, you have to play this position to learn how to play it. You can't just draw it on the board. You just can't watch it on video. You have to physically go play it, and you have to play through mistakes. Now, you know, mistakes, you know, are obviously different magnitude. We've had some that were critical mistakes as the season's gone on, but, you know, it's a growing pain type thing. But, you know, he stayed steady. He stayed calm. And throughout this deal, he's learned how the speed of the game has begun to slow down for him. There's still times it's a little fast, but, you know, I think his future is bright. I think we have a couple of good young quarterbacks here. And you know, I think, you know, as in the springtime, it's going to be a heck of a competition again. You know, we really haven't had a quarterback competition here because of when Kenny got here, there was, you know, 4 days and shut down. He got every rep, and, you know, he's done a great job with it. And Mike Wright is a young man here who's got a lot of talent. And Jeremy Musa, who's here, he can really throw the ball. And, you know, so the good thing about the position, there's some guys that can actually play the position, I think, at a high level down the road. And that's only going to help Kenny because you got to come to work every day and perform. And that's the key to having a good quarterback is that there's got to be a talent level. There's got to be a certain makeup mentally for the guy, which I think he has. But there's also going to be competition that you got to prove yourself, you know, every day going forward, and that will only make them all better players. And I certainly think that will, you know, keep Kenny growing as they move forward here.
Vanderbilt interim coach Todd Fitch on the line with us, and appreciate you joining us today through all this craziness that you've gone through. You brought up Mike Wright, and we've seen him worked in some to the offense, and you as the OC doing that. So how is, just to expand upon him a little bit, of how he's developed when he is called upon?
Yeah, I think he's developed a decent amount over the year. He unfortunately missed 2 weeks of the season with a quarantine issue, and so he really, you know, stopped his growth potential there for a while. But, you know, he's getting better. He's getting more consistent with his throwing, which I think is a big thing for him. He has a nice arm. He's got to tighten things down and become a little bit more consistent. He has, you know, obviously good athleticism, moves around well. And just like Kenny, both those guys are really highly competitive guys, bright, and have, you know, different makeups about them, but yet both have the ability to lead and have people look up to them. And I think they, you know, have a chance to, you know, really be good football players. And so I really like his future also. And both of them are great makeup kids. I mean, they're just good people, and they're good to have around the team.
I know last night you said you spent more time talking to defensive players than you have all year, which makes sense as the offensive coordinator. But because you're still the interim coach, but you're still going to be the OC, how much are you going to rely on Coach Roof and Coach Fitzsimmons to kind of help be, I guess, co-head coaches to help navigate you through the other position groups?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, Coach Fitzsimmons with special teams, and he does a lot of the game management things, you know, timeouts and, you know, just, you know, clock situations, things like that. So that would be big because, you know, especially when we're on the ball, you know, you got so many things going through your mind, you know, with play calling. And then obviously Coach Roof, you know, you're really, you know, running the defense, obviously. And, you know, I'm not going to get involved in that. You know, he and I talk, we always talk in any situation, you know, even when Coach Mason was here. But, you know, he'll be a great resource, obviously, and you know, on game day. And we'll talk, you know, as the game unfolds about, you know, probably more game management things. You know, should we go for it here on fourth down? You know, do we need to punt on it? How you feel? You know, that kind of thing on defense. And so we'll have those communication things going along as the game unfolds for sure.
Well, the good news is the schedule allows you to kind of ease in as the interim head coach against Georgia. So
yeah.
That'll be.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. Best of luck against the Bulldogs, and would love to do it again this time next week.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. That is Todd Fitch. He is the interim head coach at Vanderbilt. He was the offensive coordinator of the season, and, boy, they will have their hands full. They are a 5-touchdown underdog versus Georgia on Saturday. We'll come back. Mitch Light on the other side from The Athletic. More college football. So, by the way, I thought that was interesting. Did you guys catch what he said about the quarterback? Best way to learn the position is what?
Play it. Yep.
Kind of going back to our conversations with Vince Ferrara. Yeah,
I think another choice.
There's only one way to get experience, to that. And that's get experience. Play.
Yep. There you go. And I wonder if that's about to change in Knoxville.
I think I said that one time about, you know, doing radio.
Yeah.
Just got to do it.
Just got to get the reps.
Yeah.
Can't learn it in a room. Learn it in the classroom.
Well, you don't have a minor league system in college football, right? You'd love to at least have the next level of – that's the whole purpose of minor league baseball. Don't get me started on that soapbox with where minor league baseball is going, but that's how players develop, right? But you don't have that, and that you cannot simulate the game situation in practice. So there's only one way to get experience in college football, and that's to get in there and play.
Yep. We'll go from Fitch to Mitch on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.